So, you know, Vyasa told the Pandavas that, you know, you go to Ekachakra. So Ekachakra is this town. It's actually near Mayapur. I haven't been there, though. So they went to Ekachakra, and they stayed with these. They came dressed as Brahmins because they were raised in Himalayas, and so they kind of, with the Rishis, so they kind of knew how to do that. And they're not going to be Kshatriyas. They dressed as Brahmins. So they went, and Vyasa actually went there with them, and he took them to the house of this Brahmin, and he said, please let these friends of mine stay with you. And it's Vyasa, you know. He's like, sure. So they stayed there, and what Brahmins do to make money is they, you know, beg. And that's diametrically opposed to Kshatriya. Kshatriyas, they take. They're not supposed to beg. So they're there, and there was one Vaishya that was at the place, and he was a pot maker. Now, there's a difference. The difference between a Vaishya and a Sudra is this. If you sell the things, then you're a Vaishya. If you work for somebody else, you're a Sudra. That's the difference. So be ever so humble, turnip farmer is the Vaishya, and the guy that works for the Fortune 500 company is the Sudra. That's just the way the Varnashram system works. So if you do your own, then that's a Vaishya. So he was a pot maker. And he had the kiln in the back, and he would make his pots. Well, one time the kiln, it caught on fire. And it was going to his house, and he was sad. And he was calling for help, and Bhima heard him. So he jumped over there, and he saw that, you know, what was going on. So Bhima just lifted his whole house and carried it far away so that it wouldn't catch on fire. And so the pot maker was so happy, he said, I'll make you a pot big enough as much clay as you bring me. So, well, Bhima can carry a lot. So he ended up having a pot as big as a house. So Bhima had this pot as big as a house, and he would go from door to door with this big pot. And he'd put it down, and he'd say, put food in! And he'd go to all the Vaishyas, you know, and say, put food in! Because, you know, he's a Kshatriya. He can't ask. He has to demand. And because the Kshatriyas take taxes, in his mind, he couldn't break his dharma. Even though he's in disguise, he's not going to break his dharma. So he put the food down. He put the pot down and say, put food. So people would come out. But he would say it in a jolly way, not like a mean way. And people were so happy that this, you know, extreme thing would happen. This guy would come, this monster-sized pot, and say, put food in, but like in a laughing voice. So they were happy, and everyone, he'd come, he'd fill up his pot with food every day, and they'd bring it back, and then he would eat, and he was happy. But then, you know, Yudhisthira said, Bhima, you have to stay home. And Bhima was like, you guys won't get enough food. I could get enough food. Otherwise, I'll be hungry. But they're like, Yudhisthira's like, no. You go out, people are going to talk about this. You got a pot as big as a house. And the way you talk to people is just like a Kshatriya at demanding taxes. So the word's going to get out and Duryodhana will find us. So we have to stay hidden for now. So we'll go. So all the Pandavas, the other Pandava brothers, you know, Yudhisthira, Arjuna, Nakula, and Sahadeva, they would go out. But they also, they're Kshatriyas, so they couldn't break their dharma either. So what they would do is they'd all sit, they'd put their pots out, and then they'd knock on the door, and then they'd just stand out there with their faces on the ground. And the people would see the Brahmins there, and then see the pot, and so then they would put the food. So that's how they they couldn't break their Kshatriya way. But the way they did it was they just wouldn't say anything. And then the people assumed that they were Brahmins, and then they would put the bhikshamami, the charity. That's anyway, so they went. So while they were out, Bhima was home with Kunti. And so Kunti, she heard crying from the owners of the house. So she went over there to see what the problem was. And so it turns out that in this village, there was a demon. And his name was Baka. So this Bakasura, he actually was Ravana's uncle. And he hid during the Ramayana times. So that he wouldn't be killed. But he's a Rakshasa from the Treta Yuga. So he was very powerful. And he kind of took over this city. And he made it so that once a year, one of the family had to send one family member. And then every house, once a year, there was one house, and they'd have to send one family member with a cart full of food. And so, you know, the thing was, it's only one house, and you have a village, there's a couple hundred houses, and it's only one household a year. So people, they kind of lost track, but, you know, it was this family's turn. And so they were really sad, and because there was just one husband, they were a young couple, there's a husband and a wife and the little kids. And so the husband's like, if I go, then you'll be alone.
But, was that because someone...
Yeah, he eats the person. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, he would eat the person and all the food on the cart. So he's gonna go, and he said I should go. But then the wife said, no, I'll be a widow, and I should go. And then the daughter said, no, I should go, I'm useless. And he's like, no, no, the daughter brings wealth to the household. And then the son, he picked up a blade of grass, there's a kind of grass called kusha grass. It's called sword grass. It's kind of a long, skinny grass that's sharp on the edge. So he held up the kusha grass, and he said, I will go, and little kid, like a toddler, I'll go kill the demon, daddy. So everybody started to like laugh, and then they started to cry. So then Kunti came in, and she said, oh, I should go. And they said, you know, I mean, it's Vedic culture. I mean, you're a guest, you take care of it. And they're like, we can't do that. That's impossible. She said, no, I have a son. My son's very powerful Brahmin. He knows mantras. He can control even the Digapals, the guardians of the directions, with his mantras. So don't worry, he'll go kill this demon with his mantras. And they're like, are you sure? And she's like, no, I have to do it. So they're like, okay. So then she went and she explained the situation to Bhima. So Bhima was happy because it's a chance to do something good. And all the Pandavas came back, and Yudhisthira was annoyed, and he was worried, and like, you know, we can't lose Bhima. And she's like, Bhima, we're Kshatriyas. We can't just let these poor Brahmins get eaten by a monster. We're Kshatriyas. We have to defend them. So Yudhisthira's like, okay. So Bhima, he got on the cart, and, you know, because his brothers were going out with the food, he didn't get enough. So he was really hungry, so he saw this big cart full of food, so he just started to eat it. So he's eating it, and they said it's big mountain of rice, and there's all kinds of different chutney, and then dal, and like all kinds of savories, and the whole like feast, you know? And he just started eating it. And, you know, the cart's just going, so he doesn't have to, you know, watch it. The animal knows where it's going, so it's just taking the cart, and he's just eating the food. And so Bakasura, you know, he's just sitting there and he's waiting. And then he sees the cart coming and he sees the guy is eating the food. So he's like, who's this guy? It's my food. So he ran, he ripped up a tree and he threw it at Bhima. And so Bhima, he's busy eating, and then he just goes and just hits the tree and splits it, and it doesn't even harm him. And he's still eating, doesn't even stop. And then the demon's angry, so he runs over at Bhima. And he starts punching him. And so Bhima's eating the food with one hand, and the other hand he's stopping all the attacks. Because he's still hungry. And then he's eating, and then he finishes the food, and then he gets a pot of water and washes his hands, and okay, let's go. So then it hits him and the demon, you know, Bakasura. So they start fighting, swinging, and then Bakasura's throwing stuff at Bhima, and Bhima's throwing stuff at Bakasura, and they're going at it, and they're fighting. And then, you know, the demon starts fighting more, and Bhima's fighting. And so finally, Bhima, he picks him up and he throws him down on the ground. And he puts his foot on the small of his back. And in one hand, he grabs him by the chin. And the other hand, he grabs him by the ankle. And he bends him backwards like a pretzel. He breaks his back. And then he just kind of... And then he like breaks every bone in his body and just kind of lays him on the cart. And then when he kills the demon, you know, there's a big roar. And so Bakasura has some Rakshasa cousins. They hear and they come over. And they said, "Where's Bakasura?" And Bhima lifts his head up. He said, "Here it is." So, you know, the demons, you got a problem? So you get out of this town. So then they all run because Bakasura was the biggest, toughest one. So this guy just like creamed him. So they're like scared. So then he goes back to the town. And he just kind of sets the cart right in the front gate of the city. And then he took a bath in the river and prayed to Nisringadev, "Thanks for helping." And that's how Bhima beat Bakasura.